William Jennings Bryan has been fixed in the popular memory as the fundamentalist anti-evolution heavy in the 1925 Scopes trial. But according to historian Michael Kazin, Bryan was a provocative combination of lay preacher and reform politician. Kazin's new book, A Godly Hero, is the first major biography of Bryan to appear in almost 40 years. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In one of those coincidences that sometimes strikes in the random universe of literature, I just finished teaching some essays by H.L. Mencken when I picked up Michael Kazin's new biography of William Jennings Bryan called A Godly Hero. Among Mencken's most scorching essays are those in which he chronicles the 1925 Scopes trial, where Bryan argued for the prosecution against the teaching of evolution in public schools, more in fear of social Darwinism, as Kazin describes it, than in support of biblical literalism. Mencken never had much affection for ordinary Americans, and his contempt runneth over as he reviled Scopes's critics, whom he saw as ignorant Bible thumpers, and their spokesperson, Bryan. Mencken spat out this verdict on Bryan. He seemed only a poor clod like those around him, deluded by a childish theology, full of an almost pathological hatred of all learning, all human dignity, all beauty, all fine and noble things. He was a peasant come home to the barnyard. Bryan died 5 days after the Scopes trial ended, and Mencken's withering words have pretty much constituted Bryan's epitaph for scholars of the left ever since. But conservatives have also been queasy about embracing Bryan as one of their movement's political forerunners. After all, Bryan was a champion of labor unions and argued for expanding the powers of the federal government to combat the evils of big business. Biographer Kazin has confessed in a recent article in Dissent magazine that even he feels ambivalent about his hard-to-categorize biographical subject, who drew on both Jesus and Jefferson for political guidance. Bryan was a sunny populist, dubbed the Great Commoner, who captured the adoration of millions of Americans, yet lost his campaigns for the presidency 3 times. He was an anti-modernist, teetotaling son of the heartland who nonetheless fought for women's suffrage. He was a titanic defender of the working man, whose great flaw, as Kazin succinctly puts it, was that he could never extend his lifelong faith in the people to black Americans, most of whom worked at decidedly common jobs. Perhaps ambivalence rather than adoration is a good stance for a biographer to adopt, at least it is in this case, because A Godly Hero is an extraordinarily rich and revealing work. A biography of one of the most crucial Americans never to win a presidential election, it also doubles as a fascinating one-volume history of America prior to and during the Great Age of Reform that spanned the end of the 19th century and the first 2 decades of the 20th. In rescuing Bryan from the strangling legacy of the Scopes trial, Kazin deftly separates out the often contradictory but always dramatic storylines of Bryan's epic political career, a career that transformed the Democratic Party and laid the groundwork for FDR's New Deal. I'll just mention 2 key moments that Kazin illuminates. The first is one of Bryan's legendary speeches, delivered without notes on the floor of the House of Representatives in 1893, when Bryan was serving as a young congressman from Nebraska. In about the 3rd hour of this speech, which was a call to moral combat against the gold standard and the forces of laissez-faire capitalism, Bryan thundered like an Old Testament prophet. "The poor man," he said, "is called a socialist if he believes that the wealth of the rich should be divided among the poor. But the rich man is called a financier if he devises a plan by which the pittance of the poor can be converted to his use." With that kind of rhetoric, which, by the way, earned Bryan a standing ovation in the House that day, you'd think that the famed socialist journalist John Reed would have fallen down and worshipped Bryan in 1916 when he interviewed him for Collier's Weekly. Not so. Reed sneered at Bryan in the story he eventually wrote, and as Kazin carefully describes it, Reed's sneer marks a key transition in the history of the American left. It was the sneer of the urban, secular modernist directed at the pious populist crusader. It was a sneer that, as Kazin points out, would soon render the idea of a political movement of the Christian left, which Brian embodied, history. One of the greatest services a historian can perform for readers is to remind us that what's accepted as the norm today was not ever so. In a nation where, as Kazin shows us in this deeply perceptive work, democratic values often intertwine with religious faith, our own sneers at this remarkable American and his flock betray a self-defeating smugness.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the memoir Leave Me Alone, I Am Reading. She reviewed A Godly Hero, The Life of William Jennings Bryan by Michael Kazin.